is Strange Times.
What on earth are you talking about?
Strange Times.
Hello, baby. Oh my God, look at the fucking face on that. Jesus. You want babes?
Yeah, not bad.
Excellent.
Just like that. Where's the Northern Mountain?
I don't know. Check buttons. Yay, that works. Here we go.
Oh.
Me, fucking Nova Monkey. Cornish Monkey. I'm a Cornish Monkey. Enough of the monkey jokes. You're right, darling. That's a nice. That's a nice picture you put up earlier, by the way, with you and the doggy.
Oh, one cool. Yeah, we found a field of woods for him today.
Oops, steady. I was going to put one of my highly hilarious, well, funny comments like, look, there's a dribbling mutt and a dog. but I didn't. I didn't. I actually said something nice. But, I thought you said...
Can't call her a dog. She's my baby.
Well, my baby.
This is a bitch.
She's a bitch, girl.
Mm. Actually, she is a fucking bitch.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, she has a mum.
Spilling the tea. Anyway, sounds like we're wasting content here. Let's introduce this goddamn melon farming show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to StrangeTimeShow.com, episode 501. Hey! Oh man, weren't those celebrations fucking awesome, eh?
Yeah, did it so on good. Safe because I know you had that problem with the fucking hard drive, so
we'll see. And how about the time that when and right up and then gave him a well we're doing all over because
Yes, and stuff.
What a glorious time we had. What a glorious time we might have now. I might fall asleep, though. It's not because we're all boring. It's because apparently my body's decided it won't let me go to sleep. It's doing me head in at the moment. You know, you on like your smartphones and your smart rings, your smart bumholes, your smart watches and all that. It like measures your sleep and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, it measured mine, and like 90% of my sleep at the moment is light sleep, and I'm averaging about 10 minutes of deep sleep in a sleeping session at the moment. So, fuck knows what's going on with my body. Maybe I'm metamorphosizing. That'd be a bit fucking weird, wouldn't it?
Or just riddled with THC.
THC makes you fall asleep. It doesn't keep you awake, mate.
But is it a rapid sleep? Registering. You could be fast asleep, but because you're
what now?
You could be right now.
Oh no, maybe this is a dream. Ooh.
It's always show 500, weren't it?
What? Oh yeah. All right, calm down.
How's your lovely week, David?
It's been all right. I'm not going to mention work because I'll start weeping like a teased vagina. Because it's fucking awful. basically, and
what about Radio Land?
Radioland. Well, I didn't do Radioland last weekend because Tom had a judo competition. He was throwing people about again, which was quite good fun. But I'm back to Radioland tomorrow. Yes, sexy traffic and travel with me. Cuntize McCuntize. Yeah. I released my cover version of an old Joy Division New Order song to the streaming platforms today, so that'll be out in a day or two. That's about it for me. Which one? It's a song called In a Lonely Place. It was first brought out. It was recorded initially as Joy Division, but like, there's only rehearsal tapes of it in existence. They released it properly when they were in the order, and it was like the B-side of their first single, Ceremony. Yeah, because this place I'm using to put my music out, DistroKid, it like sorts out the cover licenses and everything for you. So it's quite good. So I think I might do a Chaz and Dave song next, but in a goth style.
So how much money are you paying Barney?
Rabbit. What?
How much money are you going to be paying Barney after your millions of streams?
I don't know, but that's it. This distributor does it all for you. Although, speaking of being paid millions, I got my first bit of rock and roll money from the streaming that's been going on for the past few months. Several hundred, and I've got 27p from it all. So, for fuck's sake, people, if you like my stuff, buy it instead of bloody streaming it. Because it pays for dick. I wish it would pay for some dick.
That is free money. So I've got
free money.
Some shares. So in my portfolio of stocks, I've got one that's set up purely for dividends, and I got 25p back from Greg's the other day. That's pure money. That
you're a divvy end.
Good. Yeah. I did.
So what have you been up to then, you great galloping fuck bubble?
Me? Or
You.
Hey, it's me. I've had quite an easy week, sorry. Been waiting for
wanking.
I did the next rewrite. No. I did the next rewrite to the union, waiting for their responses back to it. I've been quite pushy. Cataloguing my Beano comics instead.
Cataloguing your Beano comics.
Yeah, for some reason I started collecting Beano.
I wondered where that was. Right, Beano. No, I didn't know you had old Beano comics. That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, I've got loads of annuals and I stopped collecting them years ago. I saw a stack of Beano comics online for sale. And I thought, yeah, fuck it, why not? Oh. So I bought them and then bought more and then bought some more, and now I've got 1,100 of them.
hang on a minute. Are they actually Beano comics or are they Beano comics?
No, it's not a euphemism. It's the actual children's comic.
Okay, so there's none of this going on.
Fucker riding a pussy!
Hardly any.
Hardly any. What about a bit of...
You know, I'm really wired. What do you say I take you home and eat your pussy?
Oh, Charlie.
Yeah.
And we'll have more from Mr. Tumble later.
Roger the Dodger. The latest issue I've got is from July of this year, and someone paid £3.75 for the Beano, weekly comic.
£3.75. Blimey.
I didn't. When it was bought for me when I was a kid, it was like 12p. And I expect when you bought it, it was like 2d, wasn't it?
Cheeky fucker.
Two pebbles.
Hang on, when did decimalization come in?
I think it's only 5, I want to say. Was
74. It? 74. Hang on.
3 farthings for a piece of shit.
Hang on, should we ask some AI cunts? AI cunts, there's a podcast title. Hey, Google, when did decimalization come in?
Your mum's mouth.
Okay, happened on the 15th of February, 1971.
1971. Oh. I was 3 years old.
Wow. I was going to say, the earliest comic I've got is from 1955, and actually says in the front page, "This belongs to Davian."
Fuck off. I'm not hearing you. Oh, look, I found some Chess and Dave.
Thingy was a shrimp with a snapper on his chin. He looks like somebody that'll catch Greg Kidd. Never got no money, smokes all my fags. Good old, slow, negative rig.
On top of that, I said, I tell her why I got any...
Well, a pair of Cockney sparrows, eh? What?
Who the fuck is that?
That's Chess and Dave, the sideboard song. You must know the sideboard song.
No.
Right, proper fucking knees up, innit?
Bloody hell.
Oh, but you're going to masturbate like a mad monkey later tonight, aren't you, Cat? You fucking deviant.
Yeah, probably.
Excellent.
Very, very, very likely.
Right.
So,
how's life in the colonies coming into summer?
Life in the colonies is okay. It's summer's coming up, so I've had to fight with...
Oh, look, Dawn's coming.
Hi, Dawn.
Hello, boys.
Hi, boys. so we're fighting with daylight savings when it comes to fucking trying to record with you guys.
Such a dirty hole.
It's such a treat. What else are we doing? Trying to get these people to cut the gas and electricity off that piece of shit house. They want to get bulldozed, and they haven't done it yet, so that's nice.
That's ongoing.
It takes forever. I know. Fucking hell, it's giving me the shit.
I'm surprised.
Then I've got a letter from the builder saying that the cable from the power pole at the front of our house, which crosses the corner of our property and then goes to the neighbour's house, might be too low. So we're going to have to fucking get it raised or moved or something.
Jesus, mate.
So, that's another little fucking present for me. So I've had an electrician go around there on the weekend, and he's going to let me know on Monday what we can do. Hopefully we can just get it raised, because that'll be much cheaper than having it fucking removed from the pole and then put underground and then into the house next door, which could be quite expensive.
Bloody hell. It's a fucking money pit, isn't it?
I know. What?
The cable. It's next door's cable. Why have you got to pay for it?
Yeah, well, we were going to check with our lawyer, but apparently because it's already there and we're the ones that are getting it, need to get it moved, it's going to be our responsibility. So,
Yeah.
And as a special treat, when I was going there after work to just look at get a picture of the cable, just to see how low it actually was, and speak to the neighbour, let them know that something's going to have to happen. All these cars backed up on the road. Well, I was about to turn to our new street. They're not moving. And I can see a police car up ahead. And I'm like, what the fuck's that? All right, there's been an accident. So I just go on the wrong side of the road, up the street about, I don't know what, 30 metres, then turn right into our new street. In that street, there's a plainclothes police officer with a gun out. Further up the street, there's another one with a gun out and a walkie-talkie. Further up the street, there's two unmarked police cars and a police four-wheel drive. There's been someone escaped from somewhere, and they think he might be in their backyard. So I've just sort of passed and like, what the fuck's going on here? One of the guys, the cops said, are these your houses? I said, yeah, that one there. It's empty, though. So if you want to go in and have a look in there, go nuts. It's rancid inside, so you might get lung age if you go in.
You'll be dead on the floor.
Yeah. Yes, if you find the guy, he'll be fucking dead. So I don't know if they caught him or not. I suppose they did, but they cordoned off a whole block. They knew that he was in there somewhere, in one of the houses or in their backyard, and they were waiting for a helicopter to turn up from the local base, which isn't far away. So, yeah.
So, was you aware there was a prison or a mental home or a Arkham asylum?
Judging by the smell of our place, that could have been it.
He's going to find out that his house is being built on a bloody pet cemetery or something.
Yeah. That'd be my luck. Or it'll be some ancient sacred site and I won't be able to build there at all.
Or a haunted brothel.
Ooh, nice.
They're the best kind.
And a quick word from our sponsors.
Go to bed, Spotty.
Oh, fucking hell. What was that TV show I was watching the other day? It was, Catastrophe. That was funny. It's like a sitcom thing. Rob Delaney. He was that non-superhero, boring character in the Deadpool 2 film.
Yeah,
really good. Really, really funny, actually. That was quite good.
Is he in a relationship or is a baby? Or what is it about?
He's a recovering alcoholic. And he meets some charming woman in a hotel. They decide to make the Beast with Two Backs.
I can't remember her name. So
Then he goes back, finds out she's up fucking duff. And then comes back and, they get it on. And they get married and she gets cancer. It's hilarious.
That was good. It was good, but weirdly, and one of the things I knew about it was his baby in real life died around about the same time they were making that.
Yeah, that's right. But, there was a credit in the...
So there's a really weird tinge to it. But I thought it was really good, that.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. What else? Oh, I can't fucking remember.
I've just watched two series of something called Alma's Not Normal, set in Bolton or Northern.
Bolton.
Love it.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. Okay. That's quite funny. That's fun. A lot of funny moments in it.
A lot of funny moments. Oh, look, the Whippets tripped over to a piece of coal.
What a surprise of bastards. What's the other thing? I've only ever seen like little tiny bits of it on YouTube, little clips and stuff like
that. That's what she said.
So I started watching Taskmaster from the start.
Oh, Greg Davis. We fucking love Greg Davis. Have you ever seen any of his stand-up?
I have, yeah. Yeah, it's really good.
Have you, Kat?
I don't think I have.
Oh, I'm going to have to fund it now, aren't I? Greg Davis. Best bit. best bits.
Some of the New Zealand Taskmaster is pretty cool.
Well, you've got to find your way out of a dingo or something.
I don't have dingoes. It's sheep.
All right, yeah, sheep.
Lots of them. Sheeps and hobbits.
Stand up. Greg Davis, stand up. I've got clips all too long. Oh, we could just play some clips all show and not bother to say anything.
About who?
That's give me an idea. There's this, it might involve a bit of financial investment, but basically there's this website. It's a bit like Lyra Bird, where you read a script and, like you say, a whole load of like certain words and inflections and stuff, and you can basically clone your own voice. Suggest all three of us do that, and then literally one day we can just email in the show.
we were going to do that with that Larry Bird, weren't we? Larry Bird,
yeah.
Was called.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
I have to tell you that being a tour man in this country is tedious, ladies and gentlemen. Tedious, because in small towns throughout the country, there are a series of jokes prepared by the locals on our behalf. I'll be walking innocently into a local pub or down the street, and I'll get several jokes. One of the jokes might be this. Just to give you an example of the level we're talking about. Another joke might be, what's the weather like up there? it's freezing. There's a massive climate change in this amount of space here. You toothless buffoon. Probably the most offensive example of this. This is genuine. I was at a cash point, and there was a little old woman in front of me at the cash point tapping away with her claws. And I'm sorry, I'm just quite angry about this. And when she'd finished, bless her heart, she turned around, and she hadn't seen me. She turned around, and she went like this. Oh! Maybe not that sexually.
He's real funny.
He's good. He's called any tall.
Yes, big, tall, funny bastard.
Is he tall?
He's 5'11".
He's
we know it's all done with mirrors.
6'8", Osman 6'7", and I'm 6'6". We could go out.
God, imagine the babies you'd have.
Strapping Amazonian types.
Nah, they'd probably come out like slantishly small, just like some weird gene freak out.
Probably.
I got some interesting bootleg vinyl. An unofficial record release earlier on during the week. It's this guy who's got some New Order bootlegs, and he's got one of those vinyl lathe cutters, so he can literally make his own vinyl. It's really cool. And he's got a bootleg of New Order from a Factory Records from 1983, literally when they played down the road from me in this place called Tolworth Recreation Centre, literally a stone's throw away from where I live. It's mental.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
You should be throwing stones around. That's just rude. What? That's good.
Yeah.
Why?
Well,
it's fun though, isn't it? Gives me the fucking horn. Yeah. I've also been watching, what else have I been watching? There's this YouTube channel, called Wings of Pegasus. And there's this guy, this like metaler type guy, not really my sort of cup of tea, his music and stuff. But he's incredibly talented. And he does all these videos where he analyzes, vocals and stuff. And, quite recently he's been like, outing people that have clearly been using sort of like auto correction live and backing tracks, like, well, sort of, well, not backing tracks, but like a vocal track. And then like the artiste is sort of like miming to it at a live gig, which is really, really fucking shocking.
I've seen it before.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, because I'm just waiting for him to do Frankie Valli. I don't know if you've seen any of the clips going around on the interwebs of old Frankie Valli at the moment. Have you?
No.
No, right. What?
You like current ones? Like
current ones, because, he's the old guy that sung the Grease theme tune and loads of other hits from the 60s and stuff. But he's about 50, 70, 12 to 100 now. And there's been these video clips of him literally being wheeled out from the grave to perform, bunny quotes, live. And it's got this massive backing band, but this guy gets wheeled out. He looks really grim, actually. He can't blink. He's had so much Botox, he literally doesn't blink, and his mouth barely moves. But these raw, like massive, brilliant vocals are coming out of the PA, the PA system. It's quite clearly not him, because his lips aren't barely moving.
Oh, he's dead. Geez.
Yeah.
Quite possible.
I was joking. I thought he was fucking dead.
No, well, he looks like he's been dug up for each gig. I mean, like, they put on the gold lamé suit, and, there's all like the swinging backing singers and everything.
Yeah, the seasons are left. It's down to like winter only, isn't it?
I saw it's called a Scottish TV show. It's this comedy thing. It's supposed to be like the Fast Show or something like that, where they just have these little sketches, and there's usually this woman, this mum, and her son are going into a supermarket or getting interviewed by someone, and whenever they're asking about detergents, and say, oh, yeah, we need this great detergent because it helps get the stains out because, well, he's 14, he's just started masturbating. Everything she's in, it's always pointing at the sun, like, yeah, well, he just started wanking and there's always stains and everything. So, yeah.
Oh, TV.
I don't know what it's called.
Absolutely.
I don't know, maybe.
No. That's a bit extra, absolutely. That was quite a few years ago, that.
Oh, right. Sorry, I thought that's what you meant.
Hello? Anybody about?
Oh, how you doing, big man? Sorry, but I gave us a fright. What are you having?
Can I have a single sausage, mate?
Single sausage, not a problem. How would you like it? You want it battered?
Go ahead and just put it in the boss, I'm a bit of a hurry.
Put it in the boss.
I can't bother with that. It looks a bit dull.
And there's subtitles.
Yeah, that as well. Fucking.
The other one I saw, this woman went into this Indian guy's shop,
racist,
complaining that the chocolate that she'd bought had given her son diarrhea. But it turns out the chocolate bar was twice the size of the child. And there's no wonder they had diarrhea after eating the whole fucking thing.
Oh, I think I've seen that one.
Yeah, I think I've seen that one as well.
I think I know. It's a Scottish Asian guy, isn't it? He's really funny. I can't remember his name.
Scottish Asian guy.
Oh.
Oh, I'm trying to find it. Oh, look, here we go.
Here you.
Jesus.
Yes?
This chocolate bar has gave my Justin diarrhea.
How do you know it was the chocolate?
Because that's all he had yesterday. He ate it outside the shop, and by the time I'd got him home, he'd shat off his back.
Nice. Did you have diarrhea?
No, I didn't have the chocolate.
Do any of we Justin's brothers or sisters have diarrhea?
No, they didn't have it either.
Does anybody else in your immediate family have diarrhea?
No.
So, we Justin was the only one who ate the chocolate.
Aye.
Right. I think we might have arrived at the problem here. You see, when you bought your chocolate bar yesterday, it wasn't this size. No. It was actually this size. You
fucking
gave a 2-year-old a slab of chocolate the size of a headstone. Jeff Gates would have shite up his back if he ate that amount of chocolate. Take a hike, Chancer, and take shitey ass with you.
Asshole.
Junkie.
Fucking hell. Yeah, still game. There you go. That was quite funny, actually.
What's that sketch show with Simon Pegg was in there? He tried to ban wanking in the office.
Oh, yeah, Big Train.
Big Train, that was it, yeah.
That was funny as well.
Yeah, I think I've seen that clip. Yeah.
Guys, sorry, can I just say something for a moment? I know this isn't going to make me very popular, but I've got the supervisor coming tomorrow, and I don't want to see any wanking in the office.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and to be honest, I think we're going to have to cut it out altogether.
No way!
Sorry.
Come on. There's such a thing as morale here, and you took the coffee machine away. Now we've all got to go to the kitchen if you want a cup of coffee. Do you know what I mean? And now what are you saying? That we can't wank in the office?
It's like you're trampling on our rights, Rodgers.
There are plenty of good reasons for it.
What are they?
One of the reasons is the stink and the mess in this office.
Get used to it. Come on.
Brilliant. Yeah. Big Train. That was great. Wasn't there? I think there's a sketch where Chris Morris voiced it, and Prince was like a predator in some African.
There's quite a few. There was the Prince was on, it's on the Serengeti, and there's Prince.
That's
and then
right.
There's loads of. There's loads.
Is that the comic series where they're the fat handed twat?
I'm not sure.
And like his wife really hated him, so like she gave him this calculator with really small buttons, and he's got this fucking massive thumb. There, you can't even use it, you fat-handed twat. Something like that, anyway.
Sure.
Brilliant.
I think they just tried to launch an Australian version of The Office over here.
Do you have? Yeah, they have.
No, what?
That'll be shit.
Oh, it's been fucking panned and it's not even been on yet, honestly. Yeah.
If you want to see a decent version of an Australian Office, there's a show called Utopia, which has been going for about 4 seasons already, I think. And that's not based on The Office, it's just the guys who did done a whole bunch of shows.
Utopia?
The Castle? Yeah, the Utopia.
Okay.
I thought it's the best way to proceed was to get everyone in the one room.
Good thinking.
Okay, you're all right. I'll come straight to the point. This white paper is recommending we spend close to $400 billion over the forward estimates. Now, at some point, the PM is going to be asked a very simple question. In order to protect us from which enemy?
It's so hard to say.
$400 billion, pick one.
A regional player.
Specifically, Colonel.
An Indo-Pacific regional player.
More specifically?
Indo-Asia-Pacific.
That's broader. Who are you leaving out?
Europe?
Yeah, I sort of need a country.
Or an unaligned player.
No, a country.
One that might threaten us. Just one.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to raise tensions.
Where?
In this room.
You know what? I'll name one and you just nod. China. Yeah? Okay. And what exactly are we protecting?
Strategic interests.
Specifically, Colonel.
Indo-Pacific strategic interest.
Again, Brigadier, really specifically.
Indo-Asia-Pacific strategic interest.
You know what? I'll say it and then you nod. Our trade routes.
That looks quite good, actually. I think I might watch some of those.
Yeah, no, that's pretty good. That guy writes most of the one that was talking, the main guy there, Rob Stitch.
Oh, right. Okay.
They had a TV show called The Panel. What's that podcast you listen to with Tony Martin?
Oh, Sizzletown.
Yeah, Sizzletown. They had a radio show back in the 90s, I think, called The Degeneration, I think. And they had a TV show on ABC called The Late Show. Just them doing sketches and stuff and of whatever happened that week. So it's sort of like a Saturday Night Live, an Australian version of that.
All right.
But not shit. And no Steven Seagal.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. But I'm sure I was reading not so long ago about Steven Seagal being a massive dick on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. They actually had to put the end at the end of the episode because they decided the audience would know, yeah, this is finished now, so you can all go home. Because it's just this, he had this weird monologue after he bashed up a bunch of people and, yeah, apparently he got no sense of humour, can't take jokes, wasn't allowed to be made fun of, yeah, didn't get what the show was altogether. It's just fucking a nightmare.
Oh, right. The
show that's been going for 4 years. In fact, it's season 50 has just started again.
Oh, okay. I'm going to have to watch that later as well.
It's actually a podcast called The Dollop.
The Dollop. Yeah, I remember that, mate. Fucking hell. Yeah. It's not still going, is it?
I think so. They did a three-part episode on Steven Seagal. About his ties to the mob and about how he got his... He's just a fucking complete lunatic. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
I've heard that. I've heard that. Grace husband to Kelly LeBrock either and complete psychopath.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just started listening to Bad Friends podcast.
Oh, Bad Friends, yeah. I want to be ninja. They're very funny, those two together. The mad Asian guy and the mad ginger chappy.
Yeah.
This one of them where got to know the context, stuff wise. It is just you'll see a clip of him taking the piss out of him going, oh, I don't know. And you're like, how racist is this? And then you watch it in context and you think, oh, right, that's why he's a bad friend, because they take the piss out of each other.
Yeah. Is there anyone more ginger than him?
That's a very good question. Is there anyone more ginger than him?
I've got three ginger dogs, and I'm a bit ginger and mostly white nowadays, actually.
Yeah. He's proper Celtic Rouge.
Rouge.
Rouge. You can see his head from space, I think.
Oh,
God.
God, indeed.
What's been happening in dirty old Blighty?
I'm pretty much ignoring the news now. It's all about bloody Diet Cameron. Keir Starmer.
At least he's popular. I think after his first 100 days, he's the most popular prime minister you've ever had, isn't he?
Possibly, I don't know. Better than what we had. Better than what we had.
More popular than fucking Keir Starmer.
Yeah.
A penis infection.
A penis infection. Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, having a good time. It could be worse for the story.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, what we need is bloody war. I'm fucking probably getting there at the rate the world's going.
Yeah, well, don't worry.
Yeah.
He's helping that. Nudging that along. Would you like some more weapons? Don't tell me you're shooting civilians. Just take them, okay? I'll tell you what they found out. I'll give you 10% less. Just don't shout at me. Oh, fuck, you're shouting at me. Here, I had the rest then. Just don't shoot children in the head. Oh, fuck. All right, doesn't matter.
Okay, anyway. Okay, you can shoot children in the head, but don't shoot UN peacekeepers. Oh, you've shot them now.
Do you know what? That reminds me of a certain bit by the legend that is Bill Hicks.
Those guys were in hog heaven out there. You understand, man? They had a big weapons catalog opened up. What's G12 do, Tommy? Well, it says here it destroys everything but the fillings in their teeth. Helps us pay for the war effort. Well, shit, pull that one up. Pull up G12, please. Cool. What's G13 do? And everyone got excited about the technology, and I guess it was pretty incredible watching a missile fly down an air vent. Pretty unbelievable. But couldn't we feasibly use that same technology to shoot food at hungry people? You know what I mean? Fly over Ethiopia. There's a guy that needs a banana.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. He was well funny, that bloke.
There he was.
Yeah. Another one, fucking cancer, isn't it? Fucking Jesus, webs.
Fuck cancer.
Yes, fuck it up, it's fucking ass. And other orifices. Hey, should we have a little look at the letters box?
What, did we get a letter?
No. Dana did. She said something. What did she say? Let's have a look. People really are crunts. If you have access to the large red button, could you press it? Go on, I dare you. Oh, all right then. Oh, Dana, have you not had a good day? Go on, spill the tea. Tell us all about it. Sit on my knee. And we'll talk about we'll talk about the first thing that pops up. What?
God.
That's right. There's this film out that I've been told is supposed to be really good and scary called Terrifier 3. Has anyone seen any of the other ones?
Is it the Clown?
Yeah, it's that stupid. Was it Art the Clown or something?
Yeah, I started watching the second one. I might have even been the first one. It was in a laundrette. It was fucking shite. I don't get it.
Oh, really? I thought it was supposed to be like really gory and good and stuff.
They're two separate things, aren't they? Pretty gory and shit.
Yeah. I saw these trailers and stuff coming on my YouTube about Terrifier. Like, oh, okay, what the hell is this? And people leaving cinemas and whatever. Blah, blah, blah. Thought, okay, what's this new thing? And then I saw a trailer. I went, this looks like it's completely fucked. And I don't think I could be bothered wasting another 30 seconds on it. And, it's just, apparently it's just this campy fucking clown that just murders people. And it's, yeah, they spent all their money on special effects and none on the writing. Which is
Okay. Maybe not quite so good after all.
Speaking of spunking money on films and them being shit, have you seen Joker 2, Benny Jones?
No, but they're getting a bit of a panning because people don't like the concept direction of it or something. Have you seen it?
I have. It was shite. I'm not going to lie. It's a fucking waste. It's a waste of a sequel and a waste of $200 million.
Oh, dear. Why was it bad?
Absolute bobbin. Because you expect the Joker and Harley Quinn films to be Joker and Harley Quinn doing shit together, as in fucking every other iteration of it.
It wasn't.
It's a courtroom drama with lots of singing. And I'm not against singing. Like, you fucking used to love Glee, for God's sake. But in this, it was bobbins. It didn't do any film, and it's just fucking boring.
Oh, right. Do they go a bit sort of arty with it or something?
It's extremely arty. And the prick who did it, Tom, whatever he's called, refused to speak to anyone from DC. He'd only speak to like the head of Warner Brothers or something like that. He's completely ruled out any sort of a sequel or a spin-off of the Harley Quinn character, who was the only interesting part about it.
Oh dear!
Absolute fucking disappointment. Like, really waste of time.
All right, I think I'll wait until that comes out on Dodgy Box. I was considering going to the old local flea pit to watch it, but if I think I'll watch it at home.
If you have to watch it at home. It's such a piss take because the first one, Todd Martin, or what his name was, first one was brilliant. Absolutely loved it. I thought it was really daring, really clever writing, really well acted and everything like that. And I thought, right, it's going to be more of the same. And then when the second one starts with fucking 5 minute Warner Brothers cartoon, I'm like, okay, right, oh, I get what you're doing. I get why you've done it and what it symbolises, but for fuck's sake, wasn't for me.
Oh, dear, it was not for you. Well, there is your film review of the week. Goodness.
Yeah. Have you guys seen The Penguin?
No, it's no, just these trousers. So. Oh. Yeah, it's supposed to be very good.
Yeah, I've watched a couple of episodes. It's pretty good.
Cool. Yeah, yes, crazy makeup that they've got. Old what's his chops wearing? Old thingy. Yeah. Colin Farrell. Apparently, he used to be somewhat of a serial shagger back in the day. A bit of a riot
Absolutely,
boy.
Yeah.
Usually. I don't
What's well, so someone with young with loads of money is in movies was a bit of a shagger.
Yeah, funny though.
Stop the presses. Oh god.
In it, bruv. In it, fucking hell.
In it, bruv.
So what's going on with your fucking stupid old upside down, slightly in the future bent politics, MCAT?
Pretty much the same as yours, I think. We've got a allegedly left-wing party that's running the place. And then just about a year ago, they went, oh, well, we better align ourselves with this little fucking genocidal country. And
like you do.
Yeah. So that pissed off a load of their base already. And then they decided, well, we're going to do the things that lots of sort of left-wing governments do is not very much. And all the things we said we're going to do before we got voted in, we've not done very much about. So they're probably looking to get a good kicking come the next election. I don't know. So the only redeeming factor is they've got Voldemort as the leader of the other party. Like this ex-Queensland police officer that's just fucking... If you see him, look up Peter Dutton. He looks like Voldemort. I think he's anyone that looks...
Peter Dutton. Okay, Peter Dutton.
Yeah.
Oh my god, he does as well.
Yeah. And Voldemort's probably a bit nicer with this guy.
Oh, right, fucking hell. He's 2 years younger than me.
I know.
67.
Oh, piss off.
83? What? Fuck off, he's 83. Yeah. So they're just like, there's a problem with housing here. Like, I think everywhere, like, the UK'd have one as well. Where there's not enough houses because governments haven't spent money on it. So what they've done, they've come up with this $10 billion housing future fund. So we'll put the money in, and then when it grows, we'll spend the money on that, on the extra bit, so we'll always have money for housing. Then they get a Tory ex-treasurer to run the thing. So he's getting paid about $1 million a year for some reason. I don't know why it takes that much to do this. So that's taking money out. And there wasn't any policy to say, well, hang on, well, how are you going to guarantee there's always going to be money? What if you lose money? So then the green politicians in the House went, all right, you've got to change this. It's not going to fucking work. So they put this legislation in and said, look, do this, add an extra $3 billion and for other things, then it may be viable. So rather than fucking actually fixing it, they just shouted at the other politicians for interfering with their perfectly working thing. And then after they realised, oh, actually, no, it doesn't work perfectly, we better accept some of these changes, they put them in and then started bragging about them. And they're fucking useless, man. Like, I don't know what to fucking do.
I was just reading a couple of lines on the bloke. He looks charming.
And Dutton, yeah. There's allegations that when he's a police officer, like they took some Indigenous kids out to the middle of nowhere, just dropped them off and then drove back into town. That's all alleged, though, because that was a massively litigious prick. So, yeah. But there's a whole bunch of other dodgy shit going on. There's something where they were importing this. I think it was some of his friends may have been importing trucks from the US, and they were like giving them tax breaks or something or other. And yeah, another bunch of dodgy shit, allegedly.
Allegedly, right? Okay, fine. Why is it always the fragile, evil people that are the most litigious, eh?
Oh, no, he's seen some guy on Twitter for saying something about him. Like, fucking hell. We had a snowball. Oh, you said something on Twitter. No, I'm going to defend. I'm just defending everyone, not myself. Not myself. Fuck.
Yeah.
So, yeah, our Labour Party's not doing fucking very well at all. Yeah. Just like every chance they get to trip over something which they didn't need to and just fucking, yeah, being useless, they take that chance and go, let's be fucking hopeless.
Snatch defeat from the jaws of victory every time.
Yeah. Like there was, I might have mentioned it ages ago, there was this thing that when the Tories were in power, what they did with the dole, you get paid fortnightly, and what they did was when it came to tax time, they said, well, we don't get some money back off these poor people that can't afford lawyers. So what we'll do is we'll average their pay for the entire year, and then if they've earned too much, we'll say, well, you owe us $10,000, and we want it right back right now. And once you've paid it back, then we can have an investigation into whether you really owed it or not. So
fucking
that went
hell.
Really well. I think seven people committed suicide because they just thought, well, I'm so in debt, I can't get out of this, I'm fucked.
Oh, Jesus.
Because like, if you work one fortnight full time, but then the next fortnight you don't, at the end of the year, you repeat that process. At the end of the year, you'll have a massive amount of money because you'll have been paid every second week by the government and you'll have worked every second fortnight, sorry. And that way, that's what they did. They said, oh, well, it only counts for the whole year. We won't actually divide it up into segments that we were paying you. So tons of people owed money. And so they had this inquiry for about, I think it was for a year and a half, and they found out that the government hadn't acted properly and people got sacked and whatever else. And then in the end, they put some of the people that were in charge of overseeing it, the Labor Party put some of the government's mates in there to hand out punishments and just oversee what was going to go on. They didn't recommend any punishment. Oh, you know what? Things have been bad enough, really. We don't know if we're going to do anything, really. We're just sort of, I think they may have learned their lesson.
That's pretty much the outcome.
Yeah. So just taking every chance to go, oh, you know what? Like, we might get caught in a situation where we've done something dodgy in the future. So let's not go too hard on them. Even though they never
done, yeah.
Oh, fucking hell. Yeah, so let us do it again later on. I'll think up something else stupid. And they go, oh, how can we build the public tons of money? Like, Voldemort is currently fucking thinking, oh, you know what? Nuclear power. That'd be great. We should have nuclear power in Australia. It'll be cheaper for the public, even though it won't be. And we don't have enough water to fucking probably cool all the nuclear reactors properly because they're busy giving it all the cotton farmers in out in the country. A water bank. It's fucking mental. Yeah, so we're in no better shape than you guys at the moment. We've got wankers to the left of us, morons to the right.
Oh, dear. That doesn't sound good at all.
But don't worry, Trump might get elected soon, so it'll be fine. It'll all be over soon.
And it will, though.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. Yeah.
But apart from that,
sorry, I cut out.
So we've got a housing problem in this country because we've got fucking people that won't build social housing. So back in the 80s or 90s, we had loads and loads of council estates and loads of houses that were nice and cheap and affordable. Yeah. And then they did a rent to buy, which was great for the people who'd lived in the house for 15 years, 20 years. And they'll get $100,000 house. They'll get it for $30,000. Yeah. Wonderful for them. Well, that means there's a house taken out of the market, so no one else can have that house. Whereas before, the house would have housed, I don't know, 20 different families over the years. Now it's not going to do anybody. So now you'll see those same houses. Like, I used to live in an estate in Munro called Coleshaw, which is a shithole of an estate. $300,000. There's houses going on there for $300,000.
Fuck it out.
But they are just the council houses. They've obviously had a bit of polish, but to the council houses that are no longer available. So if you're like on, if you need social housing, you can't get it anywhere. So a lot of these contractors will said, well, okay, if you build it, you've got to build a percentage a percentage of the apartments of the building, the houses, have got to be for low income. Or you pay this little fucking fine, but not a fine, and then you don't need to bother. So guess what he did? Because it's cheaper, make all the profit, it's fucking fine. They're building £8 million worth of apartments, and they'll pay the £40,000 fine because it's profit. Absolutely fucking ridiculous.
And apart from the £40,000 fine they paid, they would have paid £100,000 back door to the politician that said, oh, look, there's a $40,000 fine. We'll donate to your party. What do you want?
Yeah, exactly. Or we'll put a bit of green grass there as a park or something, and we'll call it like I don't know, for mental well-being, and that'll be the same. It's like, well, yeah, okay, but that'll give the fucking homeless somewhere to sleep, I guess. Yeah, nice one. Cheers, mate.
Dear.
Yeah, so it's the same sort of thing, really.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. £300,000 for a fuck? That's fucking massive. That's insane. Yeah. Yeah.
It is a bit insane. I just read former Scottish First Minister Alex Salmond dies. He's deaded. He's just died.
I read that.
Yeah.
I also read been found no evidence for all these sex charges that were put against him as well, which I'd heard all the charges been put against him. Never heard that he'd like, quote unquote, got away with it all or wasn't found guilty.
I didn't know he was supposed to be a small bean regarder.
Yeah,
apparently. Oh, dear. Well, it took a bit of a serious turn, the show did, for a few minutes there, dear listener. I do apologise. I'll
send in your fucking £3 and then you'll get the fucking other version.
Yes. Because if you did actually subscribe to our Patreon at
penisland.com,
then you'd get to hear better versions of the show.
Yeah.
We're recorded by professional comedians, and that actually doesn't feature any of us at all. Yeah, indeed.
Not one penny goes to the end. Not one penny.
No. Not one, you filthy fuckers. What are we up to next week?
In October, aren't we? It's fucking October. Do you reckon October's like just a fucking nonsense month? It's just filler.
It's a bit of a...
October is like 7 o'clock at night. It's like, it's just like something we've got to endure to get to the next bit sort of thing. It's like level 26 on fucking Pac-Man or something.
Wanker.
Yeah. I've got my son's 18th birthday coming up soon, so he's going to be an adult.
Oh, hang on a minute. There's a fucking jingle that we need for that.
18th birthday party, and there's going to be so much fucking fingering. Unbelievable.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
How much has Cat's wallet been raped this week?
Well, yeah, next week's 18th party. So what, you've got to lay in a couple of kegs and some prosies. Don't let Dom anywhere near them, especially if he's got his chainsaw out.
Yeah. I just really want to have an 18th birthday party. You can't be bothered with it. Went to his big sister's and okay, that seems boring as shit. So, yeah, it was having a family thing at my sister-in-law's place because we've got this little shitty rental at the moment. And, I think he's going to go catch up with some friends and that's probably about it. Yeah, which is going to be good. It'll save me a lot of fucking money compared to my daughter's fucking extravaganza.
Oh, bloody hell, yeah. I can imagine. Was she like a Violet Beauregard from Willy Wonka? I want this, I don't want that, and I want it now.
I can see why your son's your favourite. What you're saying.
I've got that coming up. Sorry?
No, I was going a diversion. Have you been listening to Stuart's podcast?
No, I haven't.
Which one?
Any podcast recently. He's got so many.
The 90s one.
The Flippity Flop.
Oh, yeah, swinging on the... Yeah, it's good, that. We like that one.
It's good, but do you know what? Do you want to know a secret?
Go on, then.
I'm quite far behind. I just listened to the second Corey Haim special one, and it's really good. But you know, I listen to my podcast on 1.6 speed. I've actually increased it to 1.8 now because I've got less time. I slowed it down to 1x speed. It took fucking ages.
Well, that's because you're used to like fucking stupid fast speaking now because you're such an...
Because we speak like it's going out of fashion, and he's more measured and more he enunciates.
He does a bit, doesn't he?
I don't get it. I don't understand it.
No, I don't know. Don't have to give me the fucking horn.
That's anything with a pulse.
Mind you, I'm looking at this beige wall in the studio, and that's giving me the fucking horn as well. Everything gives me... God, dear, we really are going back to Derek and Clive territory here. Right, what else has been going on? I've got some other vinyl. I've got this old vinyl of really old Adam and the Ants, live at the BBC, 1978. I think it's from a John Peel session, actually. It was like when they're still kind of like a punk band and not all Prince Charmain and all that sort of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
I think we've got a Napalm Death Peel session somewhere.
Oh, we fucking love Napalm. Napalm Death Peel session. I bet that would have been good. I'll see if I can find it. Napalm Death Peel Sessiono. Oh, look. Napalm Death, the Peel Sessions. Fucking classic. There you go. Couldn't quite make out all of the words, but, you know.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So aren't they from Birmingham? Because they'll play a song like that, and John Peel's like, so, how does your latest track, and what do you think that the young people are listening? And they'll be like, right, well, what we're trying to say for our songs is, like, we're really, really desperate.
That was terrible.
What, that song? Yeah, it was brilliant.
No, my accent.
Oh, right, your accent. Well, yeah, that's because you're northern, though. I mean, like, you can't really do anything about that, can you?
Good point. Well, mate.
Bloody hell.
Thanks, mate, thanks.
So what are you guys got planned?
Me, well...
I like having sex with bearded man. I like having sex with bearded man.
I'll be doing a lot of that next week, with a bit of luck. Trying to avoid all the horror stories about the fucking Tesla robot. Jesus Christ.
What's happened there?
Well, have you seen the footage of it?
No.
Yeah, it's quite worrying.
Yeah, I've seen fucking films that start like this, mate. And I don't like the endings. Robotics seem to have jumped forward quite a lot in the recent... Oh, great. Life's depressing enough. Why make up any more? It's Marvin from Hitchhikers. Yeah, so let's see how that one pans out. And I saw this TikTok with this robot dog, which was pretty freaky as well. I don't know.
Are they the ones that the New York Police Department are using to just get rid of homeless people and fucking just harass the minority?
I don't know, probably, though. I wonder if they're programmed to be racist. Oh, look, black person. What's that clip in Family Guy when there's loads of clips of Family Guy, but there's one where I was at Cleveland's driving a car and Peter Griffin's a policeman for a day or something, and he like gives him his head, said, here, hold my gun, he's got a gun, bang bang bang. Oh dear, very funny.
Coming up, Hicksbit. Hang on, do you know Bill Hicksbit when he's talking about White Hat and Black Hat? He says, he's describing a cowboy rising to town, and there's a Mexican there, and he says, so there's a gun at his feet. He says, pick up that gun. No, senor, I'm not picking up the gun.
Classic.
He had a gun. Indeed.
Oh, I've just discovered this new website I might have to science, euweedhub.com. Oh, right, a 4-pack gummy bundle. No, I'm not talking about your granny. ganja grapes, Cheech's peaches, Maui Wowi watermelons, and berry bombs. Well, the marketing's got me there, hasn't it? I'm going to have to go for that.
Yeah, we're still fucking
floundering around in 1960.
Yeah, I know that.
Cannabis stuff. Yeah. No, you can't have any of it.
All this stuff that grows out of the ground for nothing and there's medical benefits. You can't have it because we can't tax it properly yet. Can't. Yeah.
When we find out a way to tax it, then you can have it.
Groove is in the house. All right. D-Light. Okay. Oh, sorry. D-Light. There you go. Fucking hell. Anything sexy planned for next week, Dom, before we go?
Oh.
Were you wanking?
Say that again.
Oh, right.
No, I had the ear away from my phone.
No, I was just asking if you had anything exciting next week before we turn off the cassette recorder.
What have we got next week?
No.
Work.
Fuck all. No. Okay. I don't mind. Fuck all's good.
Fuck all.
Kate said you've got the old 18th coming up. You'll have to tell us all the gory details, especially if anyone takes a bra off. I'll get a plane ticket. Jesus Christ. And I think that's about the end of the show there. Okay, that's it. And we're clear. That was funny.
Strange times, we're living in strange times. Strange times. Go fuck yourselves.